Jesus, Heiland meiner Seele, lass an dein Herz mich fliehen, da die Wasser näher sind und die Wetter höher sind. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig drüben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Berg mich in den Lebensstürmen, bis vollend, that is my love, wäre mich zum sicherm Hafen, nimm dann meine Seele auf. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Andere Zuflucht hab ich keine, sagen hoff ich nur auf dich. Lass, oh, lass mich nicht alleine, hey, beher und stärke mich. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig glauben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, dass kein Himmel mich erschreckt, mit den Schatten deiner Fliegen, sei mein Wehrlos, haupe dir. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Gnade um Gnade, alles Sehne, sind in dir, o Jesu mein. Lass die Heilung mich bestreben, nimm gereinigt mich herein. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu, dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Du bist ja des Lebens Quelle, die den Durst auf ewig steht. Sei denn born in meinem Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quält. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come follow me, and we see where the footprints falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway low, we will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountains, seeking his sheep, or alone by Christ alone, fountains helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. If daily through the temple preaching the word, or in arms of the poor and the lowly, serving the Lord. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Through the Lord in that pathway keeping, we follow thee. Through the gloom of that place of weeping, Gethsemane. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. If thy way and its sorrow bearing, we go again up the slope of the hillside bearing our cross of pain. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. By and by through the shining portals, turning our feet, we shall walk with the glad immortals, heaven's golden street. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. Then at last when on high he sees us, our journey done, we will rest where the steps of Jesus and at his throne. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to that precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost and die. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to that precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single love that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel and pray, prayer when with thee, my God, I commune with friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of our love that I yet may know, ere a face to face I see. There are hearts of joy that I yet may reach, ere I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to that precious leading side.
I love you, Lord,
and I lift my voice to worship thee, oh my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, and what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, and what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, and what you hear, may it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. There Jesus some cried, saying now, better blick their hands to their selbigerstun. Dum blick nor aufhängt in der Vater geschickt, der eins auch für die Waffer wohnt. Sie sind der Sieg, der Jesus am Kreuz sehen Glaube erblickt, der Heil zu der selbigen Stund. O hat nicht ein Jesus getragen, die Schuld gebürdet am Kreuz auch für dich. O floss nicht sein Blut voller Barmen der Huld zur Erlösung für dich und für mich. Der Jesus am Kreuz singen Glaube erblickt, der Heil zu der selbigen Stund. Dein Weinen und deine Gebet sind es nicht, wodurch du mit Gott wirst versehen. Das Blut deines Heilands befreit vom Gericht, ist der mit Gnade gekränkt. Sie sind der Sieg, der Jesus am Kreuz singen Glauben erblickt, der Heil zu der selbigen Stund. O zweifle nicht länger, o Glaubens gewiss, du hast nun sonst nichts mehr zu tun. Dein Jesus ertrag auch für dich in the race, and it comes to sailing me room. Sea, sea, in the sea, that Jesus and Christ saying loud and early, their hearts of their sea being stone. Let us just love Jesus, that's why we gather here in His presence. Nothing else matters. Worship His name, adore Him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in His presence. Nothing else matters. Worship His name. Adore Him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. Let's just love Jesus. That's why we gather here in His presence. Nothing else matters. Worship His name. Adore Him with praise. Right here and now, our hearts are bound. Let's just love Jesus. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before His judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer Him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. See, when the Lord put us together to continue with the job, with the program, the devil tried everything he could to make me go back, you know, to call retreat, you know. The family, they tried overtime, worked overtime to try to divide us, you know. But see, we weren't going into retreat. We weren't going to go back to what it was before I picked you up and told you, let's go talk about me, because it was part of that moving on, you know. And because if we went to, if they would have succeeded, then we would have to go and retreat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but see, we know God has put it together, so there is no devil in hell that could go us into retreat. Oh yeah, they tried everything under the sun. Oh man, the family was the worst.
That's just the fact
of the matter.
Uh-huh. What they fail to realize is, when you've been touched by those hands that were hanging, when you've been touched with Jesus. Now, I'm not talking about this charismatic Jesus out there. I'm talking about the Jesus of the Bible, the one crucified, the persecution and everything. When you have been touched by those hands, then you realize what this movement is out there is all about, is religion and everything, and you know who set you free, Jesus. And then you know, it's kind of like a cheap shot in many ways when you look at it in through, through those hands that were hanging on that tree, when you've been touched by them and he set you free and he put you on a journey, and people do that and they don't realize, you know, that you've been touched, you know what's back there, you know what it's all about, and there's no way you want to go back to that. There's only one way, and that's forward.
Amen. The cheap shot. Mm-hmm. Try to throw something. Try to make us join your club, and you go backwards. We pay the price. Mm-hmm. Ain't going back. Back to what? Back to hell? It thinks into history, you know?
Like I say, not getting going on that. They tried everything they could. We've been through the fire. Mm-hmm. We've been through the lion's den. We've been through the water. We just going ahead. We're not playing a game here. We made up our mind, and then we found our North Star. The North Star is exactly what Jesus said. This will be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. Mm-hmm. You have to have salvation. When Jesus was here, we keep seeing it over and over. It was all about Jesus. And then he said, I'm going to go. I'm going to send somebody that's going to continue on with the program. And here, we happened to find our place when we, it wasn't until we found the ministry of Brother Brennan. That was that star that Jesus said he's going to send to each church age. This will be life eternal that they believe with them I will send. And each church age, we had a North Star. And the North Star was, behold, I'll send Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. Once we found that, we found eternal life for our day. Mm-hmm. And that's where it was. And this is, if you want to have eternal life, there is no eternal life in these religious systems.
That's out there. Right.
They've been spewed out. They rejected the prophet. They rejected everything. And Laodicea, the church world, rejected it. And they sold out to materialism. Mm-hmm. Because it's very plain and simple, exactly what Jesus said to the church here to Laodicea. You think you're rich, you get priest ignorance. They got all this stuff out there. They got the boat, and they got the camper, and they got all that. All that stuff is just distraction. They got it all. But see, inside they're visible, they're blind, they're naked and poor. You and I, we found that North Star. And the minute we found out that God sent the prophet, we put it in our DNA. It became part of it. It was life eternal. Mm-hmm. I didn't know at the time what it was, but as time went on, I begin to see that's the only way you'll find eternal life in these seven stars, because Jesus said, this will be eternal life that they believe on them whom I will send. I don't know how simple it can be. It's very simple. All it takes is a reverence and a respect for the ordinances of God, for the Word of God. And you and I, we happened to step into it, and we found it. And the minute we found it, we started hanging out together because we compared notes, and you were on the same page I was at. And then the devil, what the devil does when God does something, he's right there to try to muddy it up. That's what he tried with us. When he, mm-hmm. Once the Lord put us together, the devil started shaking because he knew the sky's the limit. As long as he could keep us apart, he knew that I'm useless all by myself. And then when he saw you and I starting to hang out together, trucking together, every devil in hell was on our case. They worked overtime. These preachers, and they came around trying to divert me. At the end of the day, all it was something, the devil trying to stop God's program from moving ahead. If they would have succeeded, we wouldn't be doing this, what we're doing here today, because that's what the devil's plan was. But see, he did it all throughout history. We just happened to know exactly what he was after, and we just made sure that door never opens. He said, one after another, the devil kept sending in his tugs. And then all in the name of good intentions. Mm-hmm. They used my wife right to the very day she died. She tried to drag me back into the compound. Worked overtime to use everything she could get her, all the arsenals she could find. She sent in these preachers, that Joe from Cyprus, to try to get me to join their club back again. Over my dead body. I'd rather die 1,000 deaths than join up with their club, because there's no eternal life in that Hutterite system, and that Leonard's program, and that Acadia Guys program. There is no eternal life in that program, and you might as well settle it. The only place where there is eternal life is exactly what Jesus said. This will be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. Mm-hmm. And we have the church age of Laodicea, mm-hmm. and the minute you and I came in contact with it, we got excited. Mm-hmm. And because like I said the other day, the reason we got excited, we now tapped into eternal life. It's just that simple. And if everybody, you know, there's a lot of people that listen to us, but they don't want to be identified with it. They don't want to take the plunge. They don't want to take the reproach of Christ. Yeah, they listen to it, and they might get a bit excited and all that. But it's not until you get involved. It's not until you drink. Come and partake of the waters of life freely. Come and drink out of the waters of life freely. You have to be identified with the message for you there. You're not being identified with us. We just happen to be the two people that the Lord has on out to bring forth to preserve this truth. Just mm-hmm. like you said, when you asked him, Lord, why did you put us together? Ever since you put us together, we've been persecuted, terrorized, and lied about. And then the Lord told me to preserve this here truth. That's all we're doing. We're just preserving a truth for the people, whosoever will. Let them come and partake of the waters of life freely. Just that simple. And if you're not being, you're not following us. You're following the principle and the channel that God has reserved here in his closing days of time and all. And we just happen to carry the truth, carry that end time message. This is going to be life eternal that believe in them I will send. And now there's only one chapter left. The invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all we're doing. And if you come on board and you identify with the truth for your day, you have to get your feet wet. You have to be identified, and you got to let people know that what you believe and where you stand. Because it says, whoever hear it, let them say come. You can't keep it to yourself, because if you do, it'll start getting stale and start backfiring in your system. If you only just listen to what, just to find out what we're talking about, what we see, it ain't going to do nothing for you. You've got to let people know where you stand, and you've got to be identified, not with you and I, but with the truth for your day. We just happen to carry it. We just happen to put it out there. And somebody has to do it. The Lord didn't send a donkey. He sent people. He sent here in Church Age of Laodicea. He said, he's going to send Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. He's going to send that angel. And that angel, he's still around here today. When Brother Brennan died, that angel didn't die. He just kept on going with the local court of Brother Brennan. And all these Brennanites that didn't move on with Brother Jack, they don't have eternal life. There is no eternal life in the Eddie Biscoe system. There is absolutely nothing out there in these Brennanites that even resembles eternal life. It's just another cult. It just evolved into cult because they didn't move on. I never used to know that. I used to think they're going to all go to heaven, but he's because they simply did not move on with what God had for the next chapter, because he will never sound retreat. Going back to the Eddie Biscoe system, that would be retreat. See, when we heard about Brother Raymond and Jackson, we just moved ahead and we left everything else on our rear view mirror. And they wouldn't even let you stay in their home overnight, these Brennanites, when I was up at their place. Because they don't want to have nothing to do with Raymond and Jackson. They don't move on in the truth. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. And see, we kept moving on, and then when Brother Jackson left, we kept moving on. We stuck with that word, and then who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord, not some king or some priest or some preacher in the pulpit. It was up to these preachers, believe you me, we would not be doing what we're doing here. They'd luck us out in a heartbeat. But anyway, I want to just continue on with this scripture here. There's so much in this scripture. If you read it slowly, for we are his workmanship, having been created in Christ for good works that God prepared beforehand so we may do them. That God prepared us before the foundation of the world. Everybody has a job for everybody, but not everybody surrenders. Not everybody allows him to see that that this planet here is a laboratory to test. First of all, he tested the angel. We've been over and over again, time and time again, what happened. Back, God had himself a council with him. He had himself a council. In other words, he made a blueprint. The Bible was written before the foundation of the world. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. Everything before God set anything in motion, first he made a blueprint. And then he raised up his right arm and he said, he's going to see to it that that blueprint is going to be fulfilled right to the T. And whoever does not follow that blueprint, he's just going to go out to hell and death. It's just that simple, the mm-hmm. program. And then he created the planet. For a place where he's going to test. Really, it's called the planet Earth, but really what it is, it's a laboratory. He's going to create a laboratory, and the first thing he did, he's going to create the animal kingdom, and he's going to test these angels. He's going to test these angels over Jude, because it's the angels that kept not the first to see. Every angel, all these legions of angels, he had a job for them to do, and all they would have had to do was stay within the confines of their God-given job, because he made a... Back in that great council, he had a job for everybody. But first he had to test the angels in Jude, and then he had to destroy the planet. And then they failed him, and then he sent them, and he had to create a place called hell for those angels in Jude. And then he had to recreate it again, and then he tested the morning stars. He tested Lucifer, Michael, and Gabriel. He tested these three morning stars, and then Gabriel found to be... Lucifer found to be unfaithful, and then he had to destroy the planet again. It had been destroyed two times already, and then what happened is it was an ice age. His whole planet was, he threw it into an ice age, way out beyond the sun, because the darkness was on the planet. It's still a laboratory, but then back in the days of Genesis 1, the Lord, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Earth was without form and void, and all of that planet was just out there floating around out in outer space. It was completely useless. Darkness was on it, and then God said, let there be light. And that's exactly, then he just, and then he created, he brought it then to relationship with the sun, and then the ground brought forth all kinds of, that seed started sprouting, that was in there from a former civilization. And then the water brought forth. In other words, the ice. It was an ice age. And then once the sun started melting it, all of a sudden the birds started flying. The Lord just brought them back from a former civilization. But he put a different spirit in there. There are still dinosaurs around, but it's that little harmless lizard that's running around in the desert. There are still those big birds that they had in the prehistoric, but God put a different spirit in there. Now you got the birds that are beneficial to the human race. And then when he saw man and the same thing with you and I, when we come into this world, we're completely dead. We're no good for nothing. We're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, completely void of any spiritual values whatsoever. That's how we come into this world. And then the Lord saw us and he just said exactly what he did with the planet. Let there be light, and again, to shine on us with his word, a word of truth. This is the truth that we're telling you. And then he let us know, as time went on, and we came to maturity, he let us know that God sent the prophet. And then he let us know to continue on with the program, to do exactly what it says here. For we are his workmanship. But yeah, it took us a lifetime to find out, but that the first phase of the journey, back at that great council, when God made himself a blueprint, he created everybody with a job to do. And we just happened to find our job, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared before we were born. Way back before the foundation of the world. You and I were created to do exactly what we're doing here today, but it took us a lifetime to find out what our commission is, and the reward will be eternal life. Just that simple. And not only that, like we were talking the other day, we were telling people that when your mom passed away, you were having a hallelujah time. We were rejoicing for a whole week because we know she's going to have eternal life. And the reason she had eternal life, because we did exactly what it says here. We found our place in Christ because we're that workmanship that God had found you to find out your place in Christ. And what he finally did, the reward will be exactly what he told that jailer. If you believe, you and your whole household will be saved. And then you can go over to the story of Cornelius. His whole family was there when Peter went up to Cornelius, and now salvation is open for the Gentile. And his whole family was in there, and they all got saved, because that's what the Bible says. It's female and male. And you can go to the story of Rahab. Rahab, she believed the message for her day, and her whole household, they told her, bring your whole family in here, and her whole household was saved because they came into the genealogy of Christ, and then they joined the Israelis there at the fall of Jericho, and her whole family was saved. And it's the same principle. It's a principle, and because the Bible says, and there are found all the treasures of it's a gold mine, the Bible is, and we just happened to dig this out here. When the Lord the other day, he let me know about this scripture, for we are his workmanship. And we come to that place that we surrender our will to him, and now he is using us for his glory to do exactly what we're doing here in these closing days of time, to do exactly what he created us for. And the dividends and the payout will be you and your whole household will be saved. But like I say, it's not just good enough to hear us, to be part of it, so that your household will be saved. Then now you have to get your feet wet. You have to be identified with the truth for your hour. And I know I don't have to worry about somehow my children. They'll be in that eternal life because I believe, and so will my siblings be, because we're exactly what he said to Cornelius, and he said to that jailer, you and your whole household will be saved. Even though that jailer's household was not there, or even that guy from Ethiopia where Philip went over to him, if you believe, you and your whole household will be saved. He went back home and his whole household was saved eventually. I don't know how God does it, but he just promised in his word, that's what's going to happen. And the proof is in the pudding, because you believe, you found the message for your day, you found God sent the prophet, you believed it was the passion, and you were not afraid to be identified, and you were not afraid to let people know exactly what you believe, where you stand. And the same with me. When I heard about it, I embraced it with a passion, and I became part of it. I consumed myself in it, and on those merits, because you and I, we did what our whole household will be saved. But now, they have to do the same thing. In order for them to have their family saved, they gotta get immersed and do exactly what you and I did. And if they want their whole household to be saved, it's not just good enough to hear what we're saying. They gotta be identified with the truth for your day. They're not being identified with us. They're being identified with the truth for your day. And then God will be honest with his word. He will be true to his word. And he's just gonna give you the same thing he did with Rahab. He's gonna do the same thing he did with Cornelius. He's gonna do the same thing we did with that Ethiopian person. He's gonna do the same thing to you as he did with that jailer. But you have to let people know where you stand. It's just that simple. Heavenly Father, we just come into your presence, Lord, once again, Lord. Give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. Most of all, Lord, that you've opened up your word for us. You've given us that gold mine, that nugget that's been hidden away in your word, Lord. And you've allowed us to be submissive to your word, Lord. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people so they could see the same thing that we're seeing, Lord. In order for their whole household to be saved, they have to be identified with the truth for their day, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's very simple, but see, like the Bible says, and there are hidden, there are hidden treasures. It's a hidden gold mine. I didn't know back then what I know now, but as I began to study and I began to be in the Word, and the Lord allowed me to see exactly what happens when some of these people, they pass away, and they go to hell because they have not immersed themselves. They have not surrendered their will to the Lord Jesus Christ, and then they cannot be part of that. Part of that blueprint that God had, part of that plan. I can't explain everything the way I see it, but I know for a fact, if you and you believe the message for your day, you and your whole household will be saved. And then, like I say, then in order for your children, you have to do something about your family structure. And then they have to do something about them. If everybody would do their part, it would be a heaven on earth, just that simple. But see, people, they sell out to the devil. They sell out to that Hutterite cult thing. They sell out, they think that when they're not, and then that Hutterite thing, that's a ticket to glory. That Hutterite thing was brought on by Satan, because Satan done just exactly what I said. When God does something, Satan is right there to destroy it. That's what he's been trying to do with you and I. He's been trying to get his foot in the door to see if he can't get us to retreat, to go back to the old system again. But see, there's no eternal life in that Hutterite system. When they make a preacher, that preacher does exactly what the Bible says. They become a twofold child of hell. Just that simple. And we happen to find out about it, and now we're just telling the people about it. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Because, like, when you will look at the life of Esther, how she was willing to lay down her life for the sake of her people, you know, then and in it she saved that whole nation of the Jewish people, and that's a larger scale how she saved her people, because she was willing to lay down her life. She was willing to lose it. And then through it, the Jewish people were saved, and that's a larger scale, like I was saying. But here, like you can do the same for your family. Like we were willing to lose it all for the sake of Christ and the gospel, because if you're not willing to lose it, then you're never going to find it. That just like Jesus said, if you're gonna lose your life, you will find it. But if you you're not going to find it, because it's just how it works. If you're willing to let it all, lose it all, and that's what we were willing to do. We were willing to lose it all in order to find what God had for our day and hour, and he brought us right to where that ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. That is the truth for our day and hour. Now, people can go all over the world and search for things. And I know a couple of my cousins, they from Bonham Colony, they like to listen to that Kenneth Copeland. And see, Kenneth Copeland was never really somebody that interested me. See, I was after the real thing. Something that's real, and my spirit picked it up. It was Brother Branham. In behind it is the spirit of the living God, and that angelic ministry was speaking through Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and I picked it up. That is life eternal. See, Kenneth Copeland cannot offer you life eternal. And I was listening the other day, I guess he's already in his 90s, and he has this terrible pain, and it almost looks like his daughter, he has a granddaughter that's kind of taking over the reins, it almost looks, because she's kind of coming up to the forefront, and his son anyway, and it almost looked like they were blaming God. Look at all the great things he's done for you, God, and now he's suffering this pain. Like between the lines, you can read it. And but they don't realize that he's never worked for the Lord Jesus Christ. Those are one of those people that Jesus is going to say, I don't know you. And because they really didn't work actually for the dark side. Because people don't realize that the devil can heal people too. Not like a real healing, but he can fake it. Like he can put a disease on a person and then he can step back and this demonic, it's true demonicness that he works. And in it, he deceives people and people flock to him. And he prophesied he's going to get 120 years old. Now, people are watching and seeing if he's going to get 120 years old because he's in his 90s already and apparently his health is really going down because I did listen to him a bit and he doesn't look very sharp anymore. The way he speaks I guess like his health is declining and now they have to prop up something, you know. The devil, he's kind of like losing his grip here now. What is he going to do? Because, you know, when you go back to Egypt with Moses, those magicians, they were able to do certain things too. But when it came to certain things, they were actually could not go on. They were actually powerless. And that's the ways of the devil. They can do certain things to deceive people, but the real power comes from God, and that's what we tapped into. That eternal life.
Well,
God has. Yes, it really is. And then the thing of it is one of the reasons why it's so beautiful. You can look at all this, the world, what the world has to offer, what Satan has taken over, and. And how he's deceived people, you can see it all, how it's playing out, you know. And you can see that, like he's the prince of this world, Satan, and he has so many people deceived. And you can see with clear vision because we have that eye salve, we have that gold tried in the fire because we follow the ministry of Brother Branham, the righteousness of our day and hour, what God had for our day and hour. And these things do not shake us. They do not confuse us. They do not, we don't have to wonder what it's all about. It's all very transparent to us. And we're so blessed. And that's what we're trying to help people to come to that place as well. So they can have, tap into those blessings that God has, like for eternal life and for your family, that safe haven for family. And it's available for everybody because it says whosoever believes. It's all about believing and having faith in the things of God, not tapping into this diabolicness that Satan has, this religious system. And Jesus said it all, what these religions are all about. It's not, that's just the devil trying to copy God and to lead people astray. And he had many voices out there in the movement of Brother Jack Branham to take people astray. He had A. I. Allen, he had Kenneth Copeland, he had Billy Graham, he had the Swaggerts, and more. These are just a small percentage. But you know what? If you are not serious about your salvation, you know, those things will take you astray. But if you're serious and God will give you a love for the truth, that you know that you will not be deceived by this delusion that's out there, and then have eternal life.
Amen to that. I remember back before I came to the ministry of Brother Branham, all of a sudden my whole world kept caving in on me. I just, you know, I realized there's nothing I can do for your family. There's nothing you can do for your children because you're not connected to the source. And all of a sudden, my son lost his fingers. My other son got lost in the forest. I told you before. My daughter had this terrible ear infection. And my whole world kept keeping it. And I realized I'm alienated from God. And I began to seek towards the heavenlies. And then I saw a scripture, God over in Hosea. Because they've rejected knowledge, God will reject you, that you will, and he'll even forget your children. And I took the flip side of it, and I knew there was something that I did not have, and I began to search, and at the time, as I began to surrender my will to the Lord, Lord, do it be exactly what you want me to do, and he got me to go up against that other nation, against these these diabolical preachers and leaders against these, that corruption, and I began to expose the spirit of the thing. Mm-hmm. But I had to put my life on the line. I had to do exactly what Esther did. If I die, I die. And that's what you do when you go up back on that day when you went up against that bishop, against the Pope. You as good as might as well commit spiritual suicide. How to write suicide. And that's exactly what they did. At the end of the day, I lost it all. But see, it did it because of the Christ, because of the Word of God. I was worried about my family because I realized I have no control over my family. And then I found out that God sent the prophet, and I just began to immerse myself in it. And then to this day, they still don't recognize what I'm doing for them. And because I begin to realize I have no control over my family. If the Lord does not, if I want to do something for my family, for my children, I have to render my will to the Lord, and then the Lord will not forget your children. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. That's the way it goes for everybody. If you're willing to put your life on the line for the sake of Christ and the sake of the truth for your day, God will look after your children, and then they have to do their part, and then their children have to do their part, and it just keeps on going and going. That's why I say, if everybody would have done their part since the day of Pentecost, there would be heaven on earth. But see, the people just sell out that the devil, he's right there with his antichrist to feed them their garbage, just like it was back in the days of Martin Luther. And when soon as God did this, what they completely set that whole European world free from the Roman Catholic tyranny. And here Satan sends in that Andreas Ehrenpreis and Jakob Hutter. They were just agents of Satan to direct you away from just shall live by faith. And at the end of the day, all in the how to write thing is just another communistic system. There is all eternal life and the teachings of Jakob Hutter or Andrea, there's no eternal life in it, because there's only eternal life and those that God will send. And he sent that angel, and that angel linked up with the book, of course, of Martin Luther back in the day. And the same thing today in the Church of the Laodicea, there is no eternal life in the ministry of Billy Graham, and the ministry of Oral Roberts, and the ministry of Jimmy Swaggart, and the Kenneth Copeland. There is no eternal life in those. There is only eternal life in the ministry of William Branham, because it says, this will be eternal life, that they believe in them of my will. Say. He sent that angel, but that the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished. And that's what you and I are tapped into. We're tapped into that angel that spoke through the vocal cords of Brother Branham. And then when he goes off the scene, he took the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jack. The beat goes on. The truth is marching on. And when Brother Jackson left, the Lord was looking for somebody that's found me faithful and true, and he found you and I faithful to continue on with the program, to hold on to the things that have been firmly established in the Church of the Laodicea. That's why we can say with a surety, if you can come on board and you believe the message for your day, that's all just a continuation, because the truth is marching on, then you will end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Just like Rahab did with her children. She believed the message for her day, and her whole household got saved from destruction of Jericho. And the same thing with that jailer. His whole household eventually got saved. And the same with Cornelius. You could go read the account. You could read the story. How his whole family was in there waiting for Peter to come and talk to them about the things of the Lord. And his whole household will see. The same with that Ethiopian guy. And the same principle. We're just trying to bring out a principle here. And he's closing it. It works on the same principle. If you can get yourself, put your life on the line, and let people know where you stand with what you believe, no matter what they say, no matter about that Leonard, that Leonard's program does not have eternal life in it. All he's got more of the same, and he'll think his program will send you out to hell, and that the same with that Acadia. These leaders of that Hutterite Club, the same with these preachers, they have no eternal life unless until they come and interconnect with the message for your day. It's just that simple. I don't know how simple you can put it. You're trying to do that here for 30, 30-something years trying to tell people where it's at. But see, unless they have a, they don't have a love for the truth. They hate the truth. So they reject it, and then they end up dying and going out to hell and that. By the scriptures, not because I see it, because I've seen it in the scripture. That's exactly what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's coming to the fountain of living waters, you know. And God has that fountain available for people. And if people tap into what they have, that is where life is eternal is at. And we're just trying to help people to come to that fountain.
It's got nothing to do with us. It's just, we just have to tap it into it. And now we just, the Lord found you and I faith. We're just putting it out there for whosoever will. But see, you got to get your feet wet. There's a lot of people that used to listen to us, and then they decided they don't want to pay the price, or they don't want to be identified with the reproach of Christ. They don't want no part for the message for their day. And before you know it, they're going back into the cesspool again, and therefore they're sacrificing their whole family structure, and simply because they're not willing to lay down their life, they're not willing to lose it all for the sake of Christ and the gospel. That's why I keep saying, just because you listen to it, that does not give you a ticket to glory. You have to be identified. You have to let people know what you believe, where you stand, and you got to do it boldly, because if you just do it haphazardly, believe you me, the devil will just throw you off the fence, and he'll make sure he's intimidating you, and you're just going to deny everything you ever knew. And you're going to start working against it, like that. I told you the other day about that candle. The Lord spoke right out of heaven, spoke right into his spirit. The only job description you have is to go stand with Sam. If he would have stuck with that, but see, after a while, he got diverted, and he didn't want to be identified with Sam, with the truth, really, with the truth for your day, because God knew before the foundation of the world, I'm going to continue on with this truth, no matter what they throw at us. No, but even if they kill us, we're going to stay with that truth, because we got nothing else to stand for. There's nothing else worth standing for, and God knew that. That's why he let that Ken know, just go stand with Sam. I'll see that he's going to make it, and all he would have to do was come and stand with Sam, and eventually his whole family structure would have been seen. But now, what's he got? He's got some kind of a disease, and he's working against us, and oh man, it's just a nightmare. That's what happens when people don't surrender, when people don't take the plunge. You got to get your feet wet. You got to be identified with the truth for your day. It just happens to be you and I. We're the carriers of it here in these closing days of time. It's just the way the Lord set it up. But they can be identified with the truth for your day. Sure, they'll eventually find out they're standing with us, but that's not where it's at. Where it's at is, this is eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send, and we're standing with that angel that for the church age of Laodicea. This is where the eternal life is. You can take it or leave it. We're just putting it out there for whosoever will, let it come and partake of the waters of life. Really, the only thing that's left is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Everything else will take you out to hell and that. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we just want to present people how it all works, Lord. Just like Moses, he was willing to be identified with the reproach of that day. Like, he was willing to be identified with those Israelis that were being treated as slaves and mistreated, Lord. And same way today, people can identify with the truth for their day and hour. In it, there is going to be a reproach, a persecution. But if people are willing to do that, and they're going to find that source, that life eternal, Lord, we just give you thanks for your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.